You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It is not something parents like to think about. Where do you take your kiddo when there is a serious medical emergency, something like a car crash, maybe a traumatic brain injury? St. Luke's has just launched the state's first dedicated pediatric trauma program at its children's hospital. The program's focus is specifically on children dealing with trauma. Joining us live in studio to talk about the new program are Dr. Catherine Beatty, the Executive Medical Director at St. Luke's Children's Hospital, and Dr. Kendra Bowman, who specializes in pediatric surgery. Welcome.
Thank you. Gemma.
So this program was 2 years in the making, correct?
It was. We started laying the foundation about 2.5 years ago to look at the need in this area because we are in a rural part of the country and about 350 miles away from the next regional children's center and pediatric trauma center. And so in the past 2.5 years, we created a blueprint to meet all the standards, very high standards for a trauma program, and even some extra special components needed to treat injured children. And so we laid a blueprint and have just been methodically establishing all the pieces of the hospital and the skills and training and so forth that we needed.
And Dr. Beatty, why decide to focus on kids and trauma specifically?
Well, children aren't just little adults, as we like to say, at the Children's Hospital, and they have different anatomy and different physiology. You may have noticed with your little ones, their heads are a little bigger than they're proportionate to their body than we are as adults. They also are a lot bendier, so they're more cartilaginous. Their body organs are proportionately larger in their bodies than for adults, and so the way they react to a traumatic injury is very different from an adult. And having specialists who focus on care of the child and are really attuned to that is the first step. And that's everyone from the early responders in the trauma to the individuals who are reading the x-rays, evaluating the lab studies, then caring for them when they need rehab or other support services further on in their course. We also need to have a wide variety of sizes of things because we can be caring for an infant all the way up through a 14-year-old in a pediatric trauma program.
So what is the difference then between a pediatric trauma program and a pediatric emergency department? Because St. Luke's in downtown Boise has a pediatric emergency department already. So how do they differ?
I can speak to that just a little bit because we started the PEDS emergency department a few years ago, really with in mind that we wanted to get to developing a pediatric trauma program. And so in our emergency department, we have a dedicated team of nurses and assistants. We also have child life services there. And those individuals are managing every type of issue that comes forward for children and are really attuned to the needs of the child and their family. And we've been managing both medical and surgical emergency issues there. But then maybe Dr. Bowman can speak to what then is the next step to bring trauma and what a trauma response team looks like.
A trauma program, or a trauma team, is really the next component of a pediatric emergency department that allows you to take an injured child. And so it's all the resources around trauma and kind of the very rapid mobilization of things like blood and labs and imaging availability. But also there's a team that looks a lot like a pit crew in a car race. And that team has to function very precisely. The team know what their roles are and function very quickly to identify injuries and stabilize a child. And prior to starting this program, we didn't have a trauma team. So we have experts in pediatric emergency medicine and pediatric surgeons and pediatric other specialists around the hospital and equipment and so forth. But that team is a special team that is required to take injured children from the field.
So would this allow children to remain in Idaho if they have, if they are suffering a trauma? Because from stories I've covered over the years, there are times where a child has to be airlifted to Salt Lake City, even Seattle, for extra care when there is a trauma. Like if we go back to last summer with that horrible stabbing that happened in Boise, those children were taken down to Salt Lake City.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So many of these children, most of them would be able to stay in Idaho because the children's hospital has all of the other parts of the care required already that's been functioning for years, the pediatric intensive care unit. We have dedicated pediatric operating rooms, pediatric anesthesiologists, and dozens of pediatric specialties. It's really the pediatric emergency department and then the pediatric trauma team that we trained and trained for many months that kind of fills that gap.
I'm speaking with Dr. Catherine Beatty, the Executive Medical Director at St. Luke's Children's Hospital, and Dr. Kendra Bowman, who specializes in pediatric surgery. We're discussing the new pediatric trauma program that St. Luke's just opened in April. And so when you talk, Dr. Bowman, about the training, talk to me about the type of training that doctors and nurses like this trauma team need when it comes specifically to children, because as you said, Dr. Beatty, children are not mini adults.
Yeah, there's a special knowledge and skill set to managing pediatric injuries, and most of the physicians were trained or have worked in high-level pediatric trauma centers, but many of the staff had never worked in a trauma center before, and the hospital had not functioned as a trauma hospital. And so we trained all parts of the system, the blood bank and the lab, and even the CT techs and radiology staff. But In particular, for the trauma team that we developed, we spent 3 months of 10-hour days for every person who was on that team, the pediatric pharmacists and the pediatric nurses and surgeons and so forth, emergency medicine doctors, all worked together, both in a classroom to bring everybody onto the same page about the most current knowledge of how to manage pediatric injuries, but also to work as a team so we would look like that PIT crew, a very finely tuned, organized, efficient care during that first hour when we can make the biggest difference.
Because that's the thing with trauma, right? It is those critical moments that matter.
The golden hour that starts in the field. So we already have an excellent, robust pre-hospital system throughout the state. And then rolling into door of the trauma bay, that team takes over. And that first hour, called the golden hour, is where you can make the biggest difference in saving a life or a limb or preventing disability.
So actually, to promote a bit more the work that Dr. Bowman and the trauma education team did, they wrote the book on pediatric trauma. Literally, there was no real textbook to be able to provide to our team that would adequately give most up-to-date information. And so with the experts within St. Luke's Children's, we wrote an 18-chapter didactic manual that was handed out to more than 300 individuals who would participate in pediatric trauma to all review. They then had skills labs following review of those manuals, and following the skills labs were then able to participate in all-day simulations that she's referring to as the 3 months of 10-hour days. And more than 10,000 hours of education went into the simulations with our teams. So we're really proud of the effort and the heavy lift that the entire system made to make this happen so that first patient got the same level of care that a patient would get after years of experience.
And I was going to ask you, you opened in April officially as the trauma program. Have you had patients come through as we go into we're in about 6 to 8 weeks of the program?
Yeah, so we started April 15th. That's about 8 weeks ago. We've had 23 activations of the trauma team, meaning that we get a page and we all immediately come to the trauma bay, and have had a range of injuries, but several severely injured, unstable children have come through, and they've done well.
And it goes back to being able to also stay home, because I think that when you go through a trauma like that as a family and your child is injured, and then you have to think about being out of your comfort zone, being away from family, this has got to make a huge difference in that.
I think it makes a huge difference in the care and for the families, because the families, if you're out of state, need to travel, and then all the considerations of your home life and your work is very challenging for the families.
And you are a program right now, but explain to me how this works, because there is a vast accreditation period that you have to go through, correct?
That's correct. So there's the verifying body is called the American College of Surgeons, and they have very well delineated standards of care for a pediatric trauma program and adult trauma programs. And so we've worked closely with them to make sure when we opened our doors, we were already operating at those standards of care so that we could learn as little on the job as possible. And so what the American College of Surgeons requires is that you function at the trauma center for some time before they come and verify you. So we're following the normal course of you know, preparing ourselves at this very high standard of care. And then we have a visit from them coming in June of next year, and we anticipate that we'd be a verified pediatric trauma center at that time.
I think a lot of people may not realize the level of care when it comes to pediatrics that we are so fortunate to have in the Treasure Valley. So it is something because when you talk, Dr. Bowman, about how isolated we are, that was one thing when I moved here 20 plus years ago. It's amazing to see from both of our main hospitals the quality of care that we have.
We do have an excellent team at St. Luke's Children's, and we have every specialty represented except we do not do open heart surgery and we don't do solid organ transplant. But outside of that, we manage everything here. We still have patients who need to seek quaternary specialty care at an academic center outside of the state, but 95 to 98% are able to stay right here at home. And even when we do seek some additional care outside the state, they're usually able to come back for their follow-up with our team. So one piece of a trauma center as a program for the region that's really important is our communication and relationships, both with those centers that are either lower level trauma centers, don't routinely treat children or have no trauma capability, referring their patients into us and providing education to those centers to up their game as well. And then our relationship with some of the quaternary academic centers like Salt Lake and Seattle that still exists, so that when we do have that rare case that is something we cannot manage here, we would have already transfer agreements in for rapid transfer and ongoing communication. So that's a part that we've also set up because we recognize nobody can do it all.
Right. I want to thank both of you for coming in today and talking about this, something that no parent ever wants to have to use, but thankfully we have it. My guest today, Dr. Catherine Beatty, she is the Executive Medical Director of St. Luke's Children's Hospital, and Dr. Kendra Bowman, who specializes in pediatric surgery. We've been talking today about St. Luke's Pediatric Trauma Program. I want to thank both of you again for coming in.
Thank you, Gemma, for having us.
Up next, a conversation about the debate over hemp here in Idaho. I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters.